trusting God on the pitch. He knows me better than I know myself. Judges 6, 12 through 17. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." "Sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go with the strength you have and rescue the Israelites from the Midianites. I am sending you." "But Lord," Gideon replied, "how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I'm the least in my entire family." Gideon was basically saying, "I'm the least, the last, and the lowest. What can I do?" But listen to what the Lord said. "I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man." Gideon replied, "If you are truly going to help me, show me a sign to prove that it is really the Lord speaking to me." When I think about this story, all types of things come to my mind. But here's the reality. So often we have the same mindset and dialogue with God as Gideon. God says something, we have a reply. God says something else, we have an answer. God continues to encourage, and we continue to question. Why is it so hard to believe what God is calling us to become? Gideon could not believe that God saw him, called him, and was sending him. Can you? He really does know the plans he has for us in the moment of our activation, the ordained time when we are ready to walk into purpose. These times rarely come at the moment of our choosing, but rather at the moment of his using. Man, they don't come when we're ready. They come when he's ready, ready for us, ready to be put us into action, ready to use us, ready to activate us, ready to push us forward, ready to do whatever he needs to do in that moment, in that hour. Aren't you glad that God hears all of our rebuttals and still pushes us forward? Heals all of our complaints and still says go? And in spite of all of our fears, still says now. I'm so grateful that he knows me better than I know myself. So listen, don't block God with your excuses. Don't limit him with your limitations. Don't say no when God is saying yes. Gideon eventually believed God, but only after a few more questions and a few more tests. Kind of like us. But strangely enough, Gideon began to walk in who he was before he even believed in who he was. So can you. This is the greatest biblical example of fake it till you make it. Beloved, God is not bringing your future to you. He is bringing you to your future. But you will never become it until you believe it. In what ways are you like Gideon today? And what has God been trying to bring you into? He knows you better than you know yourself. It's time to walk into the thing that God has for you. Let's pray. God, help me to believe what you say about me. Help me to walk in the confidence that you have in me. Thank you for bringing me to my future, not at the moment of my choosing, but at the moment of your using. I know the plans you have for me, and as I believe it, I know that I will become it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.